Yeah, I suppose 2006 was a disappointment, and then last year after the 19-year wait, you know, it was a big victory for us, and just looking forward to the common final against Down now. You know, it's going to be a real tough task. You know, Down were a team that were in All-Ireland final only 2 years ago, and any time they get to a final, you know, they don't fear anyone, so it'll be a massive challenge once again.
Down in many ways coming like Donegal last year after a long gap to their last victory, so they're going to be a very dangerous opponent in that sense, Frank. There's going to be a lot of hunger there in them.
Yeah, that's it, I suppose. And in many ways they're like us last year, you know, they're coming after a long wait, and they'll be eager to, you know, to make this final appearance count, and not I suppose after the disappointment of the All-Ireland final 2 years ago too, that's another added incentive for them not to lose another final again.
As a Donegal player looking back, what's the standout memory of Clonus 12 months ago and that final win against Derry?
I suppose really it would be the, you know, seeing us raise the Anglo South Cup, you know, for the first time in 19 years, and seeing the, you know, the crowd's reaction and the fans' reaction, the supporters on the pitch. You know, it's a picture that'll stay in our memories for many years, you know, so we're hoping to achieve that once again, you know, and bring that delight back to Donegal again.
Is that something, those memories, is that something that's driving you on this year again?
Yeah, I suppose it's what you play football for, you know, to make your, first of all, your family and your loved ones proud of you, and then the rest of the county as well as that. So it is something that does drive you on, you know, knowing that you're going to bring so much joy and pride to everyone in the county.
It was said, I suppose, when the draw was made, you were on the tough side of the draw, Cavan first, to come from the preliminary round again and then get over Derry so convincingly and then come through such an intense battle with Tyrone, Frank, you're really battle hardened at this stage.
Yeah, that's it. I suppose the first 2 days out we were finding our feet a bit in this year's Ulster Championship, but once we got over Cavan, you know, we had a good performance against probably what was a weak Derry side, and then really the last against Tyrone was a battle to the very end. So all those victories, you know, we'll have learned something from each game, and especially the Tyrone game, you know, where we were pushed to the pin of our collar for the 70 plus minutes. So that's something that definitely will stand to us come Sunday.
It would be fair to say that was a big result psychologically to come through such an intense battle on the right side of it.
Yeah, that's it. For long periods of the first half, you know, it didn't look good for us against Tyrone, you know, and they really were putting it up to us in every aspect of the game, and we're just lucky in the second half that a few chances came our way, and we're lucky enough to have the forwards to take those chances, and, you know, as you've seen yourself, we're hanging on there in the end.
And it goes without saying, looking forward to playing another Ulster final.
Yeah, that's it. These are the big days that you always look forward to, so really we're just a matter of counting down the days and, you know, focusing as much as we can each training session now, because each hour or each minute spent on the pitch now is vital to everyone, so it is.
I suppose Donegal, Frank, have never retained the Anglo South Cup, so what would it mean for you as a group of players to become the first team to actually do that and retain the cup for Donegal?
Yeah, I suppose it's another massive incentive, so it is. It's another barrier that was never broken before, so just like last year with the 19-year gap from Ulster titles, and we've never had the back-to-back, so it's something that, you know, it's an added incentive, but at the same time we'll really be focusing on just the challenge that's ahead of us and the jobs that we need to carry out come Sunday in order to win the game.